WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Republicans should stop wasting their time. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump tweeted after a conservative immigration bill failed, and the vote on a more moderate one was delayed until next week.
Some of the areas where we have real disagreement, we're trying to work through them.
GOP Congressman Steve Scalise, but the president's essentially saying, why bother? Saying they'll fall short in the Senate because of obstructionist Democrats calling for more Republicans to be elected. A 7-year-old boy is reunited with his mother early this morning at Baltimore's airport. She's seeking asylum and had sued in federal court to get her child released to her. A presidential executive order aims to stop the separations, and others have been reunited as well. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
As a result of the president's executive order, which reverses the DHS policy of separating migrant families at the U.S.-Mexico border, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Texas is no longer bringing criminal charges against a parent or parents entering the U.S. if they have their child with them. The Trump administration, meanwhile, has begun drawing up plans to house as many as 20,000 migrants on U.S. military bases. A senior administration official tells the AP that about 500 of the more than 2,300 children separated from their families at the border have already been reunited. Dave?
John, a lot of kids got sick at summer camp in Florida. 33 of them and 3 adults were hospitalized in Highlands County. Many were nauseous. One passed out at Cloverleaf 4-H camp. 60 others did not get sick. Health officials are trying to figure out the cause. Today's the deadline House Republicans set for the Justice Department to turn over documents they've been demanding about the start of the FBI's Trump campaign Russia probe.
I'm concerned that they've been dragging their feet over the Justice Department to giving Congress. They could have spared the country a whole bunch of drama if they would have complied with these document requests months ago when they were made in the first place.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, Democrats complain the GOP is trying to undermine the Russia-Trump campaign investigation. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high-commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
An even bigger protest in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
What's his name?
Antoine!
What's his name?
Antoine!
Nearly 1,000 people demonstrated, angry over the death of Antoine Rose, a 17-year-old boy shot by police Tuesday night as he fled a traffic stop. Protesters blocked a major highway at one point. The Allegheny County Police Commissioner says he's confident the car Rose was in was involved in an earlier shooting. Two guns were found inside it. The Roseanne TV show is coming back again with a new name and without Roseanne Barr, who will not be returning after the sitcom was canceled following her tweet about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, considered to be racist.
The Conners is a Go, a spinoff from Roseanne, is now slated to debut on ABC this fall. It will star the original cast members, John Goodman, Laurie Metcalf, Sarah Gilbert, Lacey Goranson, and Michael Fishman. Obviously not part of the new series will be Roseanne Barr, who played the matriarch on the long-running and recently revived and then canceled comedy. And according to ABC, Variety reporting, will have no financial or creative involvement in the spinoff. Additional cast members and a premiere date will be forthcoming. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
The NBA has just been stocked with a bunch of new rookies.
Arizona center DeAndre Ayton, the first overall pick in this year's draft, the newest member of the Suns, the first ever number one pick out of Arizona, and the ninth year in a row a freshman went first overall. The Atlanta Hawks and Dallas Mavericks would trade rights to the third and fifth picks, the Hawks sending Slovenian star Luka Doncic to the Mavs for Oklahoma's Trae Young and a future first rounder. That would also be one of three trades to take place among first round draft picks on Thursday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, rising stock futures point to gains at the opening bell later this hour, the day after the Dow fell for the 8th straight trading day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire ambulance services in Mattoon are ending. WCIA says the last day of service for the ambulances will be July 24th. Ameren is warning of phone scam attempts. WEEK says scammers pretending to be representatives of Ameren, Illinois, are calling people threatening to immediately disconnect power if a customer does not make a payment. More than 50 customers in central Illinois have already been hit with the scam this year. The scams have cost customers $75,000 over the last 5 years. Ameren says they will never demand payment over the phone. If you plan on traveling for the 4th of July holiday, you'll have a lot of company. AAA is out with its travel forecast, saying a record-breaking 46.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home. That would be up 5% from last year, and it is the highest number since AAA started tracking July 4th travel. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Well, great conditions this morning. We've got a high of 76 expected. Chance of rain at 50%. 30% showers coming into the evening, then clouds and a low 63. 20% chance of showers in the morning on Saturday with a high 77. 63 our low Saturday night. Partly sunny by Sunday with a high 84. Currently 68. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're live. Thumbs up. Star Wars, come on. So you're going to go buy milk and eggs? 10 cents. Okay, good luck, and thank you for coming in today. We are, I think, how many gallons? I don't know, Diane, 400-500 gallons out?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I think, I don't know, since we've never done this, we don't really have a barometer of what's good, but I'm pretty sure they haven't had this kind of activity at 8 in the morning. It's just a good morning. Milk and eggs for a dime, sir. Get a cart. You can't carry, what is it, 8.6 per gallon. Got to get a cart. That's 47 cents. 43 pounds of milk and 43 pounds of milk is what you're getting.
Right.
Hey, good to see you. So now people walk in, they forget their cart. And then they can't get back through the door. And then they got to wait for somebody to come in. Andy Burwell's the manager at Value Check. Like your store, what are you seeing here in the first hour?
Seeing a ton of people come in the door, which we love to see. Seeing a lot of faces I haven't seen. A lot of people coming in and picking up, obviously, the milk and the eggs. You can't pass that deal up. And then definitely picking up some other stuff as well. So.
Did you guys kind of, like you do before a wedding, did you kind of get a haircut and clean up? I mean, you knew we were going to get a little rush this morning. So the store looks exceptionally good this morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, I mean, we try to make the store look as good as we can every day. But we did put a couple extra things in play, you know, got a little extra tidying up done. So
It looks great. And I think I told you, Andy, and I tell everybody, we can, with our radio stations, make you look really, really good or really, really bad really, really fast.
You did mention that.
Well, good news. And I said, people are going to come in, and if you're bad, I can't help you. The good news is you're good. I mean, you got it going on. I was talking to Justin over here, your produce guy. He deserves a raise, Andy. Look how hard he's working. He's checking all the stuff. Yeah. He's saying, keep it going, keep it going.
I think I just gave him one like a couple months ago, if I remember correctly.
Good deal. Don't give it back, Justin. Don't give it back. All right, so we have obviously less than an hour, and then 9 o'clock it's over. I'm hoping that I can get you to go to 9:01 for me. Dang it.
Man, I don't know. Let me see what I can do.
I appreciate that. I appreciate any consideration because I'm planning to go home after this to put it in the fridge, but I want to take advantage of this. But, no, it's a lot of fun. See a lot of smiles. See a lot of – and here's why you did this. You wanted people to see your store.
Absolutely. Wanted people to see the store. And also, too, you know, all of our existing customers, just a way to say thank you for the last year and a half. You know, it's something fun. I mean, our staff, our teams have enough – a fun time with it. They're enjoying it. So.
Have you seen some new faces?
Oh, definitely.
As a manager, you kind of know your guys?
Yeah, you start to see your regulars on a daily basis, and you know who they are. Yeah. So when you get somebody new in, you know it.
Do you have a
you have cameras all over the place. Do you have two cameras on the ice over there where I frequent?
I do. I got one on there. And actually, I set a bottle aside. I need to bring it to you. I got one chilling back there for you. Just
the man.
Just to help you out. So
what? Ice drinking. Sparkling ice is what it's called?
Yeah, sparkling ice. Yeah, it's just like a, what is it, like a carbonated fruit drink?
It's all good. There's nothing bad in it, and it's Sugar Buster approved, so it's a good carbonated drink, and it's a substitute if you like carbonation. And actually, with Grace being Miss Illinois, did I tell you this, Diane? I called Sparkling Ice and see if they would sponsor her.
Oh, good.
And they said, we're out of sponsorships, but we will send her product.
Okay.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Wrong with that. And I said, how many semis are you sending? And I think I might get a 12-pack. I don't care.
Well, hey, 12-pack's better than nothing.
Heck yeah. Awesome store. Andy, keep up your good work. We like your store. Kind of a fan.
Well, we certainly will. I appreciate you guys coming out and doing this for us today.
It's a lot of fun. Next time we want to give away steaks, let me know.
I'll see what I can do.
Exactly.
That's not happening. Red meat's expensive, man. And you carry Tyson chicken.
We do.
That's a really good level chicken, and I was telling you that I... You know, get some other chicken, and it's. But I bought the Tyson. I believe there's a difference in the quality there. It's a really good cut of chicken.
Tyson's they've got a really good chicken program. Obviously, it's a well-known name. But yeah, we've. Yeah, it's one thing we don't do. We don't skimp on quality.
You're proud of the meat quality here.
We sure are. Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, the price. They can go compare. They're gonna like your price per pound.
Oh, definitely. Actually, this week, you know, going on. Just a little plug for the store here. We've actually got those Tyson chicken drums and thighs in the ad. I think it's like 74 cents.
Ooh.
I picked up this big old package. You know, it's like 2 feet long for like $3 yesterday.
So I didn't see that.
Yeah, wow. Check it out. It's
gonna be texting me there, bud.
I'll
send that to you.
Andy Burwell. Oh, he's the store manager. All right, you have till 9 o'clock. Come on by. And, go get your milk and eggs. Go get your milk and eggs. I'm telling you, how do I explain this? It's not a parade, but it is like if you were staging this and you'd have people come in every 30 seconds, that's what they're doing.
Uh-huh, a steady
it's
stream.
Like, good morning, milk and eggs, 10 cents. Go back there. You got two kids that drink that milk. They're looking at me going, all right, good morning, good morning. Good to see you. Fun. Okay, 812, ESPN 93.5, and happening here at Value Check, we invite you to come out. So John Rooney called it ugly, huh?
He did.
Well, I see, that's why I like John Rooney, because he is candid. And listen, Cardinal announcers are so pro-Cardinal players, and yeah. I get it. But they, when it gets bad, they do say it's bad.
They because get mad, you, too.
Well, they don't. It just, I mean, I was watching Ocean's 13 by the third inning. I mean, I was off the Cardinals last night because I have a hard time watching. And it's not just because they're losing; it's because it's bad baseball. I mean, they're missing a base, they're making errors. I don't know what to tell you. Because the Cardinals, you know, the Cardinals for the last 6 years have not been out of the race until like the last day of the season. And I'm maybe panicking on me, but I think it's concerning because the injuries too. I mean, they have 10 people on the DL, so they've got a lot of young guys, but some of the veterans are just not very good at fielding, and it's tough. I mean, Jose Martinez at first, oh boy, and then great hitter. Then I don't know what Marcelo Zuna was doing last night when he ran and tried to catch a home run ball that wasn't a home run and hit on the warning track. But anyway, kind of tough to watch some of the Redbird action. So I guess for the ugly part, I guess we can go ahead and play that. Why don't we take a quick break, come back, do sports. We'll be back. ESPN 93.5, Value Check, Glen Park Drive, milk for 10 cents, eggs for 10 cents till 9 a.m.
In every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Champagne.com.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer, or pizza and beer with all the games on the big screen? Nope. That's why Raptors Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos, with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always-rotating craft beers on tap. Raptors, the place to be after a hard day of play this summer. Raptors Draft and Dough, 1906 West Bradley Avenue, Champaign. Follow them on Facebook.
ESPN 93.5. We are going to announce your winners for that Javi Baez thing in Chicago. Stand by, but let's do sports headlines.
That's right. Since you didn't hear it, Stevie, let's get the Redbird recap. I think John Rooney's a little funny in the beginning here.
Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney in Milwaukee, where the game was downright ugly last night. Four errors committed by the Cardinals, and the Brewers capitalized, winning 11-3.
Carlos Martinez was not sharp at all in the Cardinals' start. He couldn't throw strikes, couldn't get guys out, really kind of self-destructed on the mound. Made a couple of wild pitches and an error. Just was not the Cardinals' night. Brent Suter on the other side was really tough to hit. He only gave up two hits in seven innings.
Jairo Munoz had a three-hit ball game and drove in two runs. When looking for bright spots, that's one of them. Another is John Gant. He was tagged with four runs. They were unearned, but he pitched much better than that.
Brett Cecil had another scoreless inning. Greg Garcia actually had to pitch an inning because the Cardinals were out of relievers. But it really was not the relief problem. It was the defense and not enough offense.
11-3, Milwaukee won last night. The Cardinals try to get back into the win column behind Jack Flaherty tonight.
And that's happening at Miller Park. 7:10 first pitch, heard here on ESPN 93.5. Over on US 105.9, 6:10 start for the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs in Game 2 of the series. Reds on top, 6-2 yesterday. A's and the Chicago White Sox postponed due to rain. They've got a doubleheader today. On to the NBA draft. Phoenix Suns get number one and DeAndre Ayton. And also Sacramento Kings, Marvin Bagley with Duke. They've had a top three pick for years and years now. Atlanta Hawks with Luke Doncic. Dallas Mavericks got Trae Young. Some of these fashions that I'm seeing with the NBA draft.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool looking outfits.
Oh, I mean, what was the guy? Trae Young,
yeah,
from Oklahoma. He had the LeBron look, except he's a third of the size of LeBron, but he had the shorts with suit
the
look.
The short suit.
Yeah. It truly, I'm glad they call it an NBA lottery because it's a lottery. Those are millionaires in the top 15.
Right.
Yeah, the lottery picks are just, they're just hugging.
DeAndre.
And the first 10, Diane, were 18.
I know. This is the ninth year in a row that the
first
overall draft pick has been a freshman.
No, I know. It's
wow.
Unbelievable. How can they be so good so early?
I don't know. This
it's
must
so
be
amazing.
All consuming in their life, though. But, you know, whatever. They're making the dough, so.
Well, if we got good, trusting people around them, they should be good for life if they are cared for.
The Bulls got Wendell Carter Jr., Chandler Hutchinson. Pacers at the number three pick with Aaron Holiday, guard out of UCLA. Also trending in basketball, former assistant coach Kevin Ollie fired from the UConn program after a six-hour interview with the NCAA. We also had World Cup action going on in soccer. Croatia over Argentina, 3-0. They've got Iceland today. France over Peru, 1-0. They've got Denmark later today. And Australia and Denmark tied at a game apiece. Illinois with Kyron Crumbie, a five-star running back, out of Plano, Texas. This is the sixth commit for the class of 2019 as things are shaping up for Coach Lovey Smith. And speaking of coaches, Barry Trotz to the New York Islanders. He was the Washington Capitals coach that won the Stanley Cup. and got a better offer, obviously. And you might be focusing on the PGA out of Connecticut this weekend. I know Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth at 7-under were at the top of the leaderboard. We've got some former Illini in action. What, D.A. was even par?
Yeah, 70-70 for Dylan and 69 for Nick Hardy.
Okay.
You're going to announce your pro camp winners coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I got to get to the
820
Business Network. The Blue Chips will be out to stop an 8-session losing streak as the week comes to an end. It's the longest negative string for the Dow since March of 2017. Investors will be keeping an eye on Amazon again today. Shares of the online retailer fell more than 1% yesterday after the Supreme Court ruled that states have the right to collect sales taxes on internet companies that do not have a physical presence in their states. New Jersey's Meadowlands Racetrack plans to bring legal sports betting to New York City's doorstep next month, offering sports betting as of July 15th. That's a lot sooner than a timetable the track laid out just over a week ago when a competing track and an Atlantic City casino became the first in New Jersey to take sports betting following its legislation. And New York State adjourned its legislative session Wednesday without adopting a sports betting bill, leaving its vast population base available for the Meadowlands track. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Pat O'Neill.
Ladies and gentlemen, selling milk for 10 cents and eggs for 10 cents till 9 a.m. at Value Check, North Madison, Glen Park Drive. Suzanne, are you there?
I am here.
Suzanne, do you have a son, St. Matthew's, third grader? Is that right, RJ?
I do, yes.
He's pretty good at baseball, is he?
Well, he thinks he's pretty good. We think he's pretty good.
That's awesome. Well, listen, you are a winner in our Pro Camps giveaway. Noah Syndergaard's camp, and you'll meet Javi Baez. It's exciting.
Oh, my gosh.
RJ's going to camp. Oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. He's so, we are just thrilled.
I know. He just woke up. Is he around, Suzanne?
He is around, yes.
Well, put him on. We want to talk to RJ, the ball player.
Okay. Okay, just a second. Hello?
RJ, how are you, my friend? How old are you, buddy?
8.
Okay, and you love baseball? Who's your favorite team?
The Cubs.
Yeah, baby!
And do you like Javi Baez?
Yeah.
You're
He's
going
my
to camp.
Favorite player.
Oh, come on, man. You're going to go to camp and you're going to see Javi show you how to play baseball, man. That's so cool.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. You're so excited, RJ. You might be a big league player someday. I am excited you're going to go meet Javier Baez or be at the camp with him and play some more baseball. What's your position? What position do you play?
Like first base and shortstop.
Wow. You're verse. Can you hit the ball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, RJ, congratulations. Can you put your mom back on?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's right here.
All right.
Oh, my goodness, thank you so much.
Suzanne, his favorite player is Javier Baez. Come on, man, that's unbelievable.
I mean, can I go to camp with him?
Diane's in charge.
Oh,
Diane?
Okay, thanks. I do know that it's July 19th, and we want to thank Welch's Fruit Snacks for partnering for Pro Camps Worldwide and making this happen for little RJ from St. Matthew's.
Well, congratulations to you. Enjoy. Let us know how it goes after the camp. Give us a call.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet, Suzanne. Thank you. Congratulations, Suzanne Cinnamon and her son, RJ, going to the Welch's camp with Javier Baez and Noah Syndergaard baseball camp. How
nice.
Fun is that?
Okay.
So excited. Good shape. All right. Thank you so much. All right, so is that it, Diane? Do we do one or two?
I couldn't get in touch with the other person.
All right, so we want to announce the name?
Okay. It's Clint Thrasher, and Cole Thrasher is the fifth grader from Muhammad. That was our next person that was selected.
Fantastic. Congratulations to the Thrashers for being our second winner. Congratulations. Thank you to everybody who entered. And we're excited to see how July 19 goes in Chicago at the Noah Syndergaard camp. Again, Welch's Grape Juice, I think, a big sponsor of this.
Welch's Fruit Snacks.
Welch's Fruit Snacks, big sponsor. We thank them. Okay, coming up, this is kind of timely. We're talking youth sports, and sometimes you get kind of overactive parents?
Yeah.
Yeah. Verbal abuse from parents is causing a referee shortage in youth sports.
Really?
Michael Fitch, Texas Association of Sports Officials, will be on our show coming up in a matter of moments. We're live at Value Check. May I sell you milk for a dime and eggs for a dime? You got 32 more minutes, mm-hmm. and I'm telling you, it's over. These folks are locking the milk door. You're not buying it after nine. They're losing a lot of money on this deal.
I mean, you're buying it. It's only regular price.
You can buy it for, I guess, regular price is only 94 cents here plus 10 cents
right?
or something.
Wow, that's
dollar
still
two.
Great.
It's actually, it prices up to like $1.10.
Okay.
Here every day. But
yeah.
The point is, we wanted you to come. And I said, well, if you sell milk for a dime, they'll come. And they did. Carts are going by me all morning here. Okay, the news. And then we'll talk about parents that swear at referees in youth sports. Are you kidding me? Chill pill.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5. Be right back.
Right now, the temperature's at 67, and we've got a high of 83 with the overcast conditions today.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot mean the best prices of the season on appliances. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like the Whirlpool Top Freezer Stainless Steel Refrigerator for just $528, $250 off. Adjustable bins make it easy to keep everything fresher. And this low price? Well, that's dessert. Stock up on red, white, and blue savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through July 11th.
Here's our Mile at the Pines Minute, brought to you by Anna Shopoff from State Farm Insurance. Call for a quote at 239-4282 or visit her office at the Pines in Urbana. Co-directors Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann here. Mike, there's still time to sign up, right?
There's plenty of time. You can sign up for the run and the wave of your choice. There's 9 separate mile races for all ages and all abilities.
Mike, what does each wave winner receive?
Each wave winner receives a body and soul gift certificate and a plaque. We'll also be presenting 3 Deep Awards donated by businesses from the Pines in 16 different age groups.
Jen, tell us who's sponsoring this event.
Our sponsors are Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, Busey, Carl, Casa Del Mar, Christie Clinic, Country Arbors Nursery, Lumen Events, Meyer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, CBJ Broadcasting, Subway, and the Atkins Group.
July 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. near Philo and Windsor Roads to help out CU Schools Foundation. For more information, go to mileatthepines.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. With one House immigration bill voted down and a vote on another bill delayed till next week due to lack of support, President Trump says, don't bother.
The president tweeting Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and members of Congress in November. Meanwhile, the so-called zero-tolerance policy at the border may be changing. The U.S. Attorney's Office is reportedly dismissing cases in which parents were charged with illegally entering or re-entering the country.
Fox's John Decker. 140 campers and counselors are rescued by helicopter from a mountain Bible camp in Montana cut off by flooding. There have been rescues in Texas, too.
Rain finally coming to an end across flood-weary parts of South and coastal Texas. However, the flood threat will be ongoing over parts of the Mississippi, the Ohio Valley, and into the Mid-Atlantic this weekend.
Fox's Janice Dean, Fox News. You report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A dad has admitted he shook his child. 18-year-old William Glowiak of St. Joseph is charged. Police say the 4-month-old boy is hospitalized with a brain injury. The dad says he was alone with the child at the time. Police talked with the man for 2 hours before he confessed. The number of working-age adults in the state is falling. WQAD says new U.S. Census Bureau figures show the total number of 25 to 54-year-olds in Illinois has fallen by more than 37,000. The state's population of those older than 54 went up by more than 58,000. If you plan on traveling for the 4th of July holiday, you'll have a lot of company. AAA is out with its travel forecast, saying a record-breaking 46.9 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more away from home. That would be up 5% from last year, and it is the highest number since AAA started tracking July 4th travel. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
It means I have Clint Thrasher from Muhammad on the line. Hi, Clint.
Hey there.
Clint, you win. You get to go see Javi Baez at that camp.
Heck yes.
Heck yes. Who's your son?
Cole Thrasher.
How old is he?
He's 10 years old.
Pretty good ball player?
I believe so.
Good for you.
I might be a little biased, but I think he's pretty good.
You might be a little biased, you mean?
Biased. Yeah, you might be a little biased. All right, so is he around? Are you with him?
Unfortunately, no. I'm at work, or leaving work, actually.
Well, you just tell him congratulations, high five. I hope it's wonderful. If you think of it, Clint, give us a call after the camp to let us know how it went.
I can do that.
All right, hey, congratulations on being a winner.
All right, thank you very much.
Congratulations. So there you have it. The Cinnamons and the Thrashers get to have their boys at this camp. An 8 and a 10-year-old will be joining the Noah Syndergaard Welch's Fruit Snacks camp in Chicago. Javier Baez will be the featured superstar.
Pro Camp Worldwide.
Good morning. Go get your milk and eggs. All right, we're selling milk and eggs. How many more minutes? Andy, do you want to extend this to the day? No, I'm kidding. He said no. I think that was a long O. Oh, no. 26 minutes and counting, and then it's done for the day, for this milk anyway, for the deal with milk and eggs. Okay, here's your ESPN 92.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
I'm getting text in the 359. 2255 talking about how great these kids are. So, good stuff.
Oh, good.
We've got a 50% chance of showers today and a high 76, 63 our low tonight. Showers into tomorrow, high 77, low 63. Partly cloudy by Sunday with a high 83. 68 now on ESPN 93.5. Got to grab the phone, Stevie.
Okay. Excited for the winners there. I'm sorry. I'm just having some of my coconut pineapple ice. Sparkling ice that Andy Burwell has given me, and I will have it consumed by 9 a.m. It's called Sparkling Ice. Coconut pineapple is our favorite, with antioxidants and vitamins, zero sugar. So it's Sugar Buster approved from Warren Honeycutt, and it's fine and dandy to drink, and it kind of is your carbonation fix. We just like the taste of it on a nice hot day. And, and so we have that in our refrigerator home, so I'm going to buy some of that while I'm here. It's a value check. They do cost plus food, so if it costs them a dollar to put something on the shelf, you'll pay $1.10 plus tax, cost plus food. It's fun, and it's a beautiful store with carpet. I don't know of any other grocery store I've been in that has carpeting all out, so it's quieter.
A text in.
And then you...
Text in says, buy, donate, deliver. So some people are making good on this deal in the next 25 minutes and donating out to people in need. So that's a good idea.
So they're coming, buying the 10-cent milk and giving it to somebody.
Right.
What the heck? Hey, man, come on by. You've got 20. I'm glad it wasn't pouring. It could have been pouring here, but it's not. 24 more minutes. 24 more minutes, and then that's it for the dime deal on the milk and the eggs. But it's been fun. We had a lot of people come through. So, Andy, maybe 500 gallons of milk, maybe? 400 or 500 gallons of milk, maybe, out the door?
Sold,
2-3 pallets?
I think so far we've sold about 500 or 600 gallons.
500 or 600 gallons, wow. Diane. Wow.
Wow.
All right, so 8.6 times 6. I have to do the math on how many... That's like 4,000 pounds. That's 2 tons of milk. Come on, man.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. All right. Need a cart? Open sesame. People going out the indoor. Yeah.
He knows the trick.
Yeah, you know. Well, they get here and they go, I need a cart. I've seen a 2 dozen people. Good job. Way to go. Okay. We just had a guy come by and talked exactly about what I'm talking about now. Texas Association of Sports Officials, Michael Fitch. How are you?
I'm very good, Stevie. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I just had Ron Benzo come by. Ron has been officiating youth sports for 35 years. And I was teasing you, Michael, saying you're going to talk about verbal abuse from parents. He said it is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me that parents do a blue streak about their 9-year-old's game?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm glad you've got someone there that can give a personal testimony to that. And the fact that he stayed in the business for 35 years is a credit to him. Mm-hmm. We need more people like him. The problem is the verbal abuse is getting so bad that officials do not want to stay involved. At some point, it's just not worth it.
Well, I mean, but obviously therein lies another problem. You're trying to compete, but you need good officials. But who would want to put up with it? I mean, if you're a big leaguer, you can throw a fan out of the stadium. You can get somebody arrested. You have authority. If you're at a farm league baseball game, you got squat.
Well, it depends on the local association. Many associations will support the officials, especially if you get into the junior high and the high schools. Most every state has got some type of policy that gives a local game administrator the authority to remove somebody. And the local youth sports need to have that same policy. There needs to be someone there that if someone gets out of line, say, you know what, you either straighten up or you don't be here, one of the two.
Well, and therein lies another issue. These wacko parents will fight you in the parking lot, and you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. Sometimes it does happen. Many associations are getting security, either off-duty police officers or private security. Mm. And it's a shame that we have to have that at the youth sports level, but it's just the way things are today.
Yeah, it's a shame. Okay, so, Michael, what's your word today? What do you tell me? What can I do?
Well, I think that we need to hold ourselves accountable and hold each other accountable. If you're the one that's causing the problem, you need to recognize that and recognize that your behavior is not acceptable, and it's certainly not something you should be trying to teach your kids. If you're a parent and there's another parent on the field that's acting improper, I think the best tool you have is what you've got in your pocket in your purse, and that's that video camera on your phone.
Oh, interesting.
Take a video. Yeah.
I mean,
take
I call people out all the time. I say, do you eat with that mouth? And, you know, try to hit it right away so they start thinking about what they're doing.
Oh, my. Eat with that mouth. That's so funny. Well, I tell you what, it's sad, but, you know, when people do those kinds of things, you know this as well as anybody, Michael and Diane, they've got, this is the tip of an iceberg of problems and issues, and people that do that have anger management issues. They got issues. There's just a lot involved there.
Yeah, there certainly is, and they don't need to be exposing our kids to that type of behavior. And because if they continue, then someday there's not going to be anybody there to officiate. And I know sometimes you love us and sometimes you hate us, but you can't play the game without us.
No, that's right. And it's so important to have fair people that just are trying to earn $40. I mean, and officials get paid very little, correct?
Especially for the time that we involved. I mean, people look at the fee and think, oh, that's for 2 hours. That's $20 an hour. That's not bad. But they don't take into account the hours of individual study, group study, going to clinics, going to meetings. When you factor in all of that, I'm sure our hourly rate is probably $2 an hour or less.
Yeah, and plus the heat, taking the stuff from people. Is there a sport that's worse than another sport from the standpoint of verbal abuse?
Unfortunately, I think it's common across all sports. Here in our association, we cover 6 different sports, and there's not quite as much of a problem in, let's say, volleyball as there is baseball, but there's some issues in all sports.
Do you get to a point, Michael, where you're throwing people out of the game or out of the venue?
Absolutely, and that's one of our prerogatives as officials. In fact, in a college game not too long ago, a couple of years ago, they cleared an entire section.
Wow.
And sometimes that becomes necessary. That there's got to be somebody there in a position of authority. And it's not the official's responsibility to physically remove these people.
No.
But they need to point out individuals that are acting inappropriately and ask that they be removed, and they need to be removed.
I wouldn't think alcohol would play a role in these youth sports events, but or do you think it is?
Not really. I don't recall seeing an incident where alcohol was involved in youth sports. I'm not going to say it's never happened, but fortunately it is very, very rare that happens. Good.
Okay, Michael, keep up the fight. And thanks to the illumination, unbelievable, head shaker. Michael Fitch, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Texas Association of Sports Officials, Michael Fitch down in Texas.
ESPN.com later today. So
yeah, good stuff, you can listen Michael. To this again. Mm-hmm. Live for 17 more minutes. If you want to come out and get milk for a dime, eggs for a dime for 17 more minutes, we are here at Value Check. Just drive on North Manis, left on Glen Park Drive near Planet Fitness, and come see us. You got 17 minutes. Take advantage of the milk here. Look at that cart full of milk. Wow. All day long. That's what's been happening. All right, a break in sports. That's coming up.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now up to $250 off. See your Champaign or Danville CarX man today. Shop tires online or book an appointment at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Over the years, I've loved leading groups on cruises and travel adventures all over the world. So much so, we started our own company. Introducing Stevie J Travel, a travel company dedicated to the best group travel anywhere you want to go. Maybe it's St. Louis or New Zealand or Cape Horn or a trip to the Galapagos. We specialize in group travel. That's all we do. And we put together an experienced team of travel experts like Mary Beth Karasik, former director of Busey Pillar Club, and Bill Owen, former owner of Franklin Travel, who has done over $200 million in group travel in his career. If you're interested in having us organize your next trip, just contact us or join us for one of ours, like Larry Canfer's wonderful trip to Ireland in September and our trip to Asia this January. Just go to steviejtravel.com for all the information. That's steviejtravel.com. Where do you want to go?
Stevie? Okay, I'll just go
I'm here. Yeah, go ahead. You got it. I'm talking to Sue Aldridge. Sorry.
I love it. And by the way, you only have 15 more minutes to get out to 1914 Glen Park Drive. Value Check with milk and eggs for a dime. Milwaukee over St. Louis 11-3 yesterday. Josh, hang on a second. 7:10, you'll hear the action from Miller Park here on ESPN 93.5. Cincinnati over the Cubs 6-2 yesterday. Josh Laskowski joining me in the studios here.
I'm curious how it's going. I'm wondering if there's any milk left.
I know. There is.
There is milk left.
Yes.
Okay.
But they bought the most of the whole milk, and they said the 2% is going faster.
Well, I would imagine.
Right.
Yeah, I get
2%.
I know skim milk is like the healthy way to go,
but
I really like the 2%. I prefer the 2%.
Exactly. And I wanted to thank you for helping coordinate Welch's Fruit Snacks, partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide.
Yeah, this is going to be really cool.
It's
happening up at Elk Grove High School.
Right.
Which is right outside of Chicago, and I spoke to our two winners off the air this morning just to give them all the details. I'm connecting with the ladies at the pro camps, and they're going to send all the information next week. But this third and fifth grader are going to get to go hang out with Javier Baez, and a lot of people were asking, well, hang on, like, I'm the parent. I'm a Cub fan too. I kind of want to see.
Yeah,
I kind of want to see.
That was the case for Suzanne Cinnamon for sure.
And there is a parent area where they're going to get to take pictures. And I don't know if they'll get to meet Javier Baez, but they'll have the opportunity to get photos and all of that.
RJ was on with Stevie J saying a big Javier Baez fan.
Yeah,
I mean, that's his guy.
Really, really
big
cool
Cubs fan.
And what had happened? We had been talking about Noah Syndergaard, and these are pro camps that happen all over the country. The ladies from the pro camp said, oh, we sent you the wrong copy. It's not actually the Noah Syndergaard pro camp. It's the Javier Baez pro camp.
Okay.
We just happened to send somebody else. the email that we sent to you was intended for somebody else, basically. So it's all focused on Javier Baez, not Noah Syndergaard. So we didn't get that correction until early in the week.
All right.
So, yeah.
But from St. Matt's, we have RJ Cinnamon, a third grader, and Cole Thrasher, Muhammad Seymour, fifth grader. Very excited.
Really cool.
So
really
thanks for that opportunity and helping coordinate.
Of course, yeah.
All right. The A's and the Chicago White Sox were postponed. They have a double header today. They're saying lots of rainouts this season. Chicago Bulls got Wendell Carter Jr. and Chandler Hutchinson in the NBA draft. Number one pick to the Phoenix Suns from Arizona, DeAndre Ayton. Congratulations to all the teams. Pacers with Aaron Holiday, guard from UCLA, jumping on board. Barry Trotz to the New York Islanders. He's known for his coaching with the Washington Capitals and getting that Stanley Cup. World Soccer Cup action. I know my friends like to hear the latest. Croatia over Argentina. Now they'll face Ireland. We had France over Peru 1-0, and now they've got Denmark. Denmark and Australia tied up at 1-1. So that's why those teams are moving on. And by the way, trending as far as our Illinois football recruiting news, Kyron Crumby, a five-star running back coming out of Plano, Texas, is the sixth commitment for Lovey Smith. As we say, go Illini here on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so nice to know it was a Javier Baez camp.
Right. And, then, you know, as I look at this new copy, I don't see the Noah Syndergaard anywhere on it. And I'm like,
Okay, gotcha.
You're right.
Yeah, so Noah Syndergaard would have been East Coast and Javi's Central.
Exactly.
That's fine. All good. Javi's a big guy, and people will love him, and kids will just flip because he is really a good player.
And I see a text in from Steve Emke saying RJ is JT's nephew, so very excited about these opportunities for these kids. So, good
stuff. I'm going to go to Spring Green here and work with them later in the month.
Okay.
I think it's July. I'll be there July 18 working Spring Green. You did that, and you said the aerator was a tug. So
you
got to
be ready for when you start it, that it'll take off on you. So otherwise, you'll get dragged.
So if I do a break and then weather and then sign off, that's good?
It's good.
Okay, a break here, coming right back with weather. Then we'll say the milk is a dime and eggs are a dime for 11 more minutes.
At Value Check.
11 more minutes. Run to the back.
14 Glen Park Drive.
Yeah, hurry. Okay, we'll be right back.
Growing your own vegetables is quicker and easier than you think. If you think big, as in big one-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs from the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy at 3 for just $12. They start bigger, so they produce a harvest faster. And for proven success, you can't pick better plants than Bonnie's. One-gallon Bonnie veggies and herbs. Right now, 3 for just $12. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Hey, looking for ways to beat the heat? Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bora, the premier bowling centers in Champaign, Urbana. They offer a wide array of options for bowling and entertainment needs. From cosmic bowling to black light miniature golf and mouth-watering homemade pizzas. Stay in your lane and enjoy the fun. Western Bowl on 1917 Francis Drive, or just steps away at 1401 North McKinley Avenue. Arrowhead Lanes, right off Prospect. Don't forget to ask Dave in the Pro Shop tips on a perfect score. See you there.
By the way, Arrowhead Lanes has radio refunds going on. And
yeah, we've got
RadioRefunds.com.
RadioRefunds.com. We've got City Girl Yogurt, $30 for 15. Steeple Coffee House, downtown Monticello, $10 gift card for 5. Humble Hog, $25 gift cards for 12.5.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked Food Truck, two $10 gift cards for 10. Pies Limit, $10 for 6.
Yum.
Old Orchard Lanes, I'm about out of those, 50 for 25. And again, as you say, Arrowhead and Western Bowl, we have $50 gift cards for all their cosmic bowling and fun stuff and putt-putt inside. It's at Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl, $50 for 25. One more is all I have, a Body Bronze off Windsor Champagne. Kristen Little has a $35 gift card we're selling for $17.50. So save money. Speaking of that, it's Andy one more time. Say hi, bye. I mean, thank you for having us this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you guys coming out and helping us out with this. It's been a fun event. Teams had fun, customers had fun, I've had fun. So
it's a nice store, and we encourage people that weren't able to get out today to come check it out. And if you don't like it, they'll come back. But I think you'll like it. Why do I like the carpet so much? Am I just old with dark socks and shorts?
Yeah, I just think it's something different. It's something you don't see. That's why we did it. It was to be different from our competitors.
And the 8-foot aisles are strategic. Why doesn't everyone do 8-foot aisles?
In retail, every inch counts.
I got you.
And so you're trying to fill it up with everything you can sell.
But you got a huge store. The selections are really nice.
We do, and we got plenty of room. That's part of the reason we did the 8-foot aisles, you know, try and give people a little more room to shop. This concept, it's a lot more open, not so much clutter in the stores. So.
Well, in reality, I'm not going to hem and haw if I don't get the 10-cent milk because I'm kind of close to the wire because I'm only going to pay 94. That's your everyday price for milk.
Right. Every day we're at 94 cents. That's just the cost of doing milk business. If you want to be in the milk game in Champaign-Urbana, you got to.
I don't understand how anybody spends $3.50 for milk. I see them at other stores.
I have no idea. That's why I do.
Well, I know, but you can. I mean, you come here. It costs. I mean, it's $1.10 after tax and the 10%.
Start that.
Well, it's the same dang milk, and you're saving $2.50 a gallon. When I buy milk, I feel like somebody's handing me a $20 bill.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
wow.
It's milk these days. It's a touchy price conscious subject. Yeah. And if you can choose to be in the game as a retailer, you can choose not to.
Yeah. Well, you're in it, and you had a nice store here, Andy. We really appreciate you having us. And there's a cart full of stuff, and they're buying things besides milk, which is good.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously we're doing the milk and eggs, but we're not gonna keep you from buying anything else. So.
And also you bag it, which I like.
Yeah, I mean, this concept, we'll bag it for you. We always encourage our customers to bag as well. It speeds up the process, but we'll take care of it for you if you need us to.
Andy Burwell, good manager here at Value Check. Thanks for having us, bud.
Hey, thank you guys. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. ESPN 93.5. Diane, we thank you very much. It's been a lot of fun here this morning. I got to grab a shopping cart and shop. Going to go to the ice aisle there, the end cap thing. Yeah, usually after I'm done with the ice, it's like, okay, what happened to the yellow coconut pineapple? That'll be gone. And then Gracie likes a strawberry lemonade, so I'm starting to buy more of that.
Okay.
I checked a little bit ago. I saw at least a couple cases of coconut pineapple over there. I'm pretty sure I saw some strawberry.
So it would be bad for me to chase somebody down who has it in their cart?
You probably shouldn't do that.
Okay, just checking. Thank you, Andy. We appreciate it. Andy Burwell, fine manager here. Diane, thank you for everything. We
All
appreciate
right.
your help.
Enjoy the weekend.
And thank you. We'll talk. Have a blessed weekend, everyone. Talk to you Monday. ESPN 93.5.